Mechaber in the Torah, beginning of Kuvayin Gimel, talking about the case where he sold Schara, which is worth your base, Almanas Perlach Hazman, Sif Gimel. And he said, once he already made Omar, that he's charging a new base, that was the sale, he was already cutting it. He could then buy it back, he could tell him, if you pay me now, I'll charge you. So why is that mutter? Because once it's already in the sky, new base, that's the point. So it's not, it's mutter because it's the same thing as selling the shtar chayv. Right now it's a chayv of yud beis, so I can sell a chayv of yud beis. And now I can sell a chayv of yud beis to somebody else. I can sell a chayv of yud beis to the loiver himself. So I can sell a chayv, I lend a loiver 1200, and he owes me 1200. I can go early, say, if you pay me early, I'll let you off with 1,000. So the same thing over here. You owe me your base. If you pay me now, I'll only charge you 10. Right? So it bothered me that what's happening over here is not a process of mechiras taurus. It's a mechilas koin. Why do we say the same way I can sell the shtar chayv to someone else? I can sell the shtar chayv to the loiver. Shiachol the marchal aacher papachos kai shiachol the marchal the loiver atzbahans. Plus that's the lashon of the tour, the lashon of the mechaber follows the tour. And what I'm saying is, I'm not selling you the chayv. You don't sell the chayv to the loiver himself. He's not goyven at the end. He's not buying the sous kinyan of the gebia. Okay, that was where I got stuck in the beginning. That was my first problem. Then the problem is that the it's not a mechira. It's a mechila schol.
It's not a ribbis the gazah.
And if you tell me that there's a hamamina, then it's also. So the first problem with cards is mechila schol. Second problem which I have is.
Is that the same thing in the case of the star as well?
Mechir shtar to loy is a case of mechila.
Mechila as well, right? So both cases. So is it the case of the mechir over here? That's not also a mechila as well.
In both cases.
There is a problem with the connection. There is no why it's called mechila.
Yeah. Okay.
Where is brother? What's the
hitch? Is it Pashin? It's Pashin. I'll get to this. That's the next step.
Okay.
The second problem I have is that I see that they're down in this case of Yos. And if they're down in this case of Yos, they're being Mechadish and Simutra based on the din of the Mechira Shtaris. So, why would I think it's us? And if it is, why is Mechira Shtaris the Rai? That's mutter. If I would say it's awesome, I would say it's awesome. Something along the lines of, let's talk on the case. Betzim, you only owe the money later on. So I don't have a right to be going with the money until later on. And I'm telling you, if you give me the money early, before the money is due, which is not really money you have to give me, so it's more like you give me money that I don't have a right to. That's more like I'll getting a loan. And in exchange for that, I'm going to be more on the cut. So if you're giving me money I have no right to, which it's not. I get money with terrorist Mechira. I get money with terrorist Matana. I get the money with terrorist Halva. I get money with terrorist. I worked and I paid. Why am I getting this money? Why is the Malva getting the money? He has no right to the money yet. The labor is not giving him something. What's happening? He's not selling something to the labor. What's happening? Tell me what. He stopped giving him money. He doesn't have the right to. And because he's giving him money, he's being my fellow chayv. Maybe should be us. Okay, that's not having me. Right? So what's the Kamash law? So the Kamash law is Mechira. That's So they said, one second, well, Mechira Shtaris works. So we're arguing right now, the Havamir is, that what's happening is the Loiva is giving a loan to the Mal. And because he's giving the loan to the Mal, well, the Mal was being moichel his guy, which is greater than the value of the loan. The Loiva, as it were, is lending the Malva 1,000 and getting him a chila of 1,200 out of it. Right? So they say, okay, good. So saying that's the Havamir, we should construe it like that. Right? And Arai is a Mechira Shtaris. So that you see Mechira Shtaris is Mutter. And Mechira Shtaris is Mutter even to the Loiva. That's the Lashon of that means. And the Makor for it is basically it's about the truth. Right? So comes along the Baltrum and says, you should know this is mutter. It's mutter to tell it radiation star chai al shim. They can't make it in or. They say, look, they said, Tvenu, like Venu. You know what? I don't want to deal with it. I'm certain to have a puff. I raise them mutter. So is telling me that I could not every Mechira Shtaris better than the ribbis. So I don't know what's mutter. Now, he says, comes along the Yesh Mishaimer. Dafka Sharkhov Shigia's Malar. Holo Gia. Or if you're Makabal Christ, Makomekol is also. That's this is the case of which we also. Zotano, Mistabra, Albishal Gia's Malar is Mutter. Good. So what's the Havamina? So, this Yesh Misharma says, calls one that Star is not Iron Liquorous. It's not this man. Stop with Osh, let you know. I'm talking about that. Someone case, we made up for the Star is man. Right? So means I have no schools to be until that time. So for Etzim, I don't really have a right to the money yet. So the issue is, I'm sorry, you can't sell it. How can we also? How can we also drink it? The only case is the money. He already gives the man, but I do not want to handle with this guy because whatever reason. So I'm willing to sell to you, but because that you should go, we go over the pipe. Because Etzim, I'm selling you something. So there's a schools to be which is already balling the gevir at this point in time. But if it's not a gears man, right? The Yesh Mishamer says it's awesome. So no, but stop, it's awesome. It's mutter. So as I asked the Rabban the Shaila, the Balachumas, he was telling the Rabban. I asked the Rabban the Shaila, is it only mutter? What is gears gears manachai or not? Is even called manchali even lohi giach as a man? Is the Yesh Mishamer right or am I right? That's what he asked the Rabban. So the Rabban, no, even though he is one of his mutter, and that's it, a marbin l'skar. Okay. So that's, you know. So I'm reading this piece. The base yes, quotes this whole piece, and I think I'm getting more confused as I'm reading it. So they're having a Hava meeting. They have a Hava meeting to say that maybe Kozma's like Yizma. It's not really. I have no schools to get the governor's card. So when I go to a third party and I sell it to him. So what's happening? He's not really buying anything. It's not saleable because you can't collect it yet.
Is it like it's hypothetical? Because I mean, like, it's a bond. Bond, it's all value.
One sec. Right? The Yesh Mishar Armor says a lot of the mice like this. Right? He holds a lot of the mice. If it calls money, it's going to give his money, be royal. That's it. I can't sell it. Right? So what am I selling? Right? What's happening? So it really means what happens is in the chaos, it really is giving the malva in the marker money as a hubwa. The marker becomes a loiva. And the marker is paying back to his malva, which is the chaos, by giving him the right to collect the loiva in the future. And when he collects it, it's worth more. He's getting more money back than what he borrowed. That's the habit. The Yesh Mishamer holds the whole mitzvah. It's a problem. So that's enough. Okay. So let's make it a little bit more flavorful. it shouldn't be selling like it's Chinese totally, because there's a machlokes b'sharim in mechiras stores. Mechiras stores, right? The machlokes b'sharim. The Gemara says, "The Gemara shachar the chamer b'chosam machlokes is machlokes." So it means the worst. The marker shachar the chamer, right? How marker shachar the chamer, right? And then the marker is machlokes the chayes. The halacha is the mechila works. So what does that mean? He didn't really sell. So he sold it. How can you Michael it afterwards? Not his to sell. We Michael. So Rishonim said, "What's shot in this Gemara? Why this is Shmuel? This is Shmuel. Can we possibly get Shmuel?" So the point of Rishonim, what shot? So some say the Mechir starts at the Rabban. That's when you cannot sell a star. Star is a shiva between the loiv and the mouth. It's impossible to sell. So all you're really selling is the skuskibiyah. Right? Say, so I'm selling you something which doesn't exist. Skuskibiyah. So that's all you're selling is a skuskibiyah, but that's, and you can't really sell the chayv. The chayv is between the mouth and the loiv, and that's why the mouth gets to be away from that. So if it's not bought this man Piroyan yet, so I'm selling you nothing. So it's a halva. They take all the dozen. It can't have a monetary value, but I can't sell it. It doesn't exist yet. The schuskibiyah, if it's not money Piroyan yet, I'm selling you the right that in the future you will get something.
I'm telling you.
It's called Rishon B'Laila. Yeah. I'm selling you the right to buy this tomorrow when it comes into the world. Yeah, I understand. Same thing. What? Again, they're holding it awesome, right? They're holding it awesome because I don't know. He seems to say that. He seems to say, "What's its problem? Is Mount Piroyan? It's booked. Till then, it's awesome. So what's the difference? Because calls him that boy's when it bets him to sell. Once it's bought, it's Mount Piroyan. I'm not going to tell you this. I have there's this Kuskabia which exists. I'm selling it to you. Here I'm selling you the future right to give you." So that's what the Ishmael Sharma says. He said, "No, you can sell the Sfuskabiyah." Now, there's one Sharma in Mechira Shtaros, just parenthetically. Either it's the Rabbana. The Rabbana Tam holds it. Mechira Shtaros is either the Rabbana, right? Or the Rabbana Tam holds it's the Rice. He says, why is the Mechila work afterwards? He says, because they're best of the two parts every Chayv. There's the Shimon Aguf and the Shimon Lachos. The Shimon Aguf is I cannot hack, cannot sell, because that's the loiver was mechayim himself to the malva. He only owns the malva. He owns nobody else in the world. And there's a sheep in the chosin which comes with that. The sheep in the chosin, the law says in the first parakeet over here, when we see the first parakeet, it's a mixed kinyan. So what I'm selling is the sheep in the chosin. But the Gemara says, the Baal Tam says, the Gemara says in the last parakeet, sheep in the chosin works out as an arvus. So if there's no shiva naguf, there's no shiva nechassim anymore. So what happens? I'm going to mark on the shiva naguf. If there's no lever, there's no order. The shiva nechassim is pocket. And that's how the world works. But that's I'm selling you the shiva nechassim. I'm selling you a kayak in Yannis Kark, in Yannis nechassim. I'm selling you that right now. It's not going to cure the rice. It's only the nechassim. And that's why that's what the real time understands the mechanics. No, the chassim function. And the loiver bets him owes the money to the mouth. And all the loiver's the chassim act as a guarantor to his people. My nechassim guarantee my responsibilities. The Iker Chiyuv is I owe you money. My nechassim act is my guarantee that I owe you money. So if I no longer owe you money because you're working for me, then my nechassim have no responsibilities anymore.
Party A and Party B. Party C
is
no shaykh, you can't sell it.
The Shiva
Nechassim, why is it
something
which then is almost between A and B? What's the
skill? The Shiva Nechassim is not between A and B. Shiva Nechassim is in B. It's B and C. C is a cry for B. I'm selling you the rights to my nechosim. That exists. I have a shiva nechosim is a physical thing. I have a, it's a kinyan, mitzvah kinyan revolves. So I'm telling you my mitzvah kinyan. You have no kinyan on a human being. I have a responsibility. It's a, this ephemeral concept that I have a shiva, I have a responsibility to give you money. But what is that? Right? How do you sell that? That's a random time. Okay? Just.
The other shiva is that Rabbanan it works that you're selling the supposed to give you?
There are other shiva that the whole thing that doesn't work for rice doesn't work for me, it's older about it.
And you're selling in that case the supposed to give you?
So it comes on the Yeshua Sharp and says, what are you selling? You're selling the supposed to give you because you can't really sell the five at all. Even the Rabbanan Tam is touching on something along those lines. So it's up to Yeshua Sharp. I'm sorry, you can't do it. Okay, that's his hobby. So the Rabban, I'm going to prove to you from Marvin Al Askar that, it's, that that's not true. Okay, so now, Gaval to the Bell, what is the ride from Arvin Laskar to this case? Right? So, if our Havamin is right, what's the ride from Arvin Laskar? That's where I, you know, my mind started getting challenged. Okay? What's the ride from Arvin Laskar to this? If this is the Havamin, what's the ride from Arvin Laskar? Okay, so. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Marvin Laskar." So I tell you, if you pay me up front, it's 10. If you pay me down the road, it's 12. So the Gemara says, "No problem with 12, because since eight is 12 is the valid price. But in the case of Mecher, when I pay you later on, it's a problem of Hamtana Smokes. The case of Skar, it's not a problem of Hamtana Smokes. Right? So what's the Ramban ask? The Ramban said, that's very nice. But why am I allowed to charge you 10 if you give me the money up front? You give me the money up front, why am I allowed to charge you 10? That's what the Ramban is grappling with. Why isn't there a problem now of Hakdama Smokes? I only owe you the money. Which that amount is 12. And since you're giving me the money early, which I have no right to it, to be reversed the other way. So I'm giving you money, but you have a right to it. Like, oh, well, I'm giving you because of that discount. You only have to pay 10 on the coin, but that's 12. Right? So that's what Bonds says. That's what I should say. It's also Kamash Blon. Then no. Then you see by that's Mutter. Shemela, who I did over here by Mechira Shtaris, and who I did by this. And right, that's the thought process. And even Tarchman the Biroyan, so he's the Ramban is comparing. We'll call it the Chosh Mishmetika level of Chiyuv of the Piroyan of a Schiris early, and the Piroyan of and to the idea of being able to sell a Chayiv Tarchman. Right, that, it's the same level of Chiyuv. So if I can sell the Chayiv, if I can pay this Chayiv early, that means there's enough of a Chayiv here that's called paying the Chayiv, so that I can sell that Chayiv. Is that called I'm selling you a Chayiv? And therefore, it's not a problem of Havoah, that later on it's a problem I'm giving you a discount at the end. Okay, so what, the Ramban is not masra. Why it's mutter, right? The Ramban is presenting a hami in the field, so he's not masra. Why it's mutter? So interestingly enough, so the Chachamim come along and they want to say hasra why it's mutter, and one hasra which they say will not fit the Ramban. Okay. The second Hesper, they say, I think, will fit in the Ramban. Therefore, we're going to go with the second Hesper. And I think that'll generate some interesting conclusions. Okay. So, Machana and the Steiber both want to go Masber. And this is, I know it's a lot of shit, but Machana and the Steiber both handle this cash. So, what's Takam Shah? Why is Marvel Scar? Why is it Mutter? If you give it early. So Mechoron bases himself off of a Rimagash of Baobasra. So the more Baobasra, I talked about Skiris Poyolim, it's Takas and Zos. If I hire the Poyol and I give him, because I hire him and I give him the money up front, and he gives me a discount on the amount of the cost of the work is going to be down the road, it's also so you see but that, you know, it's, again, the real it's really about the amount of money. I always use the higher money, which is you're here with that. And since you give me the money up front and give me a discount, it's awesome. Right? So the Rishonim over there, Barbas and Pesayan, the Rashba, the Benayana, the Rimagash, they all say, so what's the difference in the case of Skiris Poyolim and the case of Skiris Karkos, you know, the costing, whatever it is, renting, whatever I'm renting, that's mutter. So, now the Gemara does say there's one case of Skiris Poyolim, which is mutter. Is if you immediately start working, that case is talking more. It's even the Pelz Yochalachsu by Ben in the middle of the void, but he, since he started working immediately, it's called I got something from you immediately, so I bought it. There's no Amtan of Smokes. Ad Kan the Gemara. Right? But over here, the Rashba says, Rashba and Tosis, Rashba says, even if you don't start moving into the house immediately, I can still do this. As soon as I can pay you up front a lesser amount. He says, so what's the difference? So the Rimagash, when he says it, he says, even though it's Kiris Mishlam is only Basoy, Hani immediately, when you pay the Basoy. That's a funny lashon. Means he's coming along and limiting. He's coming along and being magder, the Chazal's Yisoid, ain't some of the stuff, but the world of the Pasik, Skir Shana Bashana, is a honey mealy. It depends. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. Right? It's not true. It's only true if you pay at the end. If you pay at the beginning, it's not true. So, see, where did Magash, you know, got it from, you know, we'll give the Magash, you know, down the Chavskus, he's getting it from the Sugyulukar. Right, but Rukhana says that Rukhana touches up what he's saying is the following. The type who says it even more riches. There's two ways to pay a skiris. There's one way to say to pay a skiris is that's what your cave. So why should I have to pay up front? I'm paying for usage. So when I use it, I'll have to pay for it. Right? So that's why skiris only is a little bit soft. Because that's I'm not paying for the item. Because I don't own the item. What I'm paying for is what I got out of it. So when I get it, I'm a chuyuv. Until I get it, I'm not a chuyuv. But lachara, there's another way to set my skiris. I can set my skiris for terrorists. That what I'm doing is I'm buying from you a kinyan for usage. Lishtamshin, that's a kinyan lepeiris. So if it's a kinyan lepeiris, any kinyan, as soon as you buy it, it's yours, and now you have to pay for it. So he wants to say that the Rukhanan says that he thinks that that's what the Rima Gash is saying. The Chazal set up the Stam Skiris as Mishlam Islamistov means you pay for the usage because it remains. But if I pay you up front, what I'm doing is I'm saying, no, I'm buying the usage immediately. I own that now. So may I pay up front?
Even though he doesn't have to move in now, he has to be able to go and take it if he wants, you know?
That's what Chalom wants to say. If that's the Hasbro, the Rabban doesn't make any sense. Yes. Yeah. That's what he's saying. I mean, Ishtamsh is a form of payers. Right? So now, as I have two problems with Rukhana. One is there's a Gemara, Stam Gemara Nachum Vav. The Gemara says, discussing the Sugya by Noah, the Gemara says, how do you know there's Inu by Skiris? Because Skiris is Mikra Liyamahu. Skiris is a Mechir. So the Gemara is calling it a Mechir. And there's multiple Gemara's and we're talking about Skiris. The Gemara always ties in Skiris and the Sugya King of Paris. The Sugya King of Paris can move them without by case of Skiris. It depends. If I pay a fraud, it's not going to send you payers. If I pay a story, if it's not going to, don't give you payers. It's just the establishments. It's a palace. I mean, I understand. He reads the words of Rimagash. I think the word Rimagash sounds like he's saying. I hear it. Bays, it's a beautiful Hasbro. It makes a lot of sense. Well, I get it. But in the Rabban, it doesn't fit because then the Rabban can't use that to Masber. He can't fact, no machir restores from that. In other words, his kasha was a case of the chayv is only the besayf. It's taka b'yosur. He says, yeah, you're right, but this case of the chayv is immediately because I bought it immediately. Well, that's not a right to restores. Well, your hamid was machir restores since it's not as much purim yet. So then, I don't want to sell his taka b'yosur. See, you can't say machir restores. There's 2 times machir restores. He didn't answer like, what's the zushka? So Rabban is not saying that. It doesn't fit with the more daft involved. It doesn't fit all the gemaras. Can you pass the gemara on me? And it's Chinese. Good. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a different hesber. In Hilchos Ribis, Ois Yodalad Tesvov, he doesn't have a Tesvov, he goes straight from Yodalad to design. So somewhere in the middle of Yodalad, Tesvov has to start. And Taka does. Taka, he changes in the middle. He starts off with a lach of that there's an issur of doing tarvis and nor for someone to let your money. That's the beginning of the sif, which is, you know, yet a din. I can't pay you early, that you should give me a cheaper price. It looks like I'm doing this in order that you get a discount. Right? You could be Kaiser, it's not really a Kenyan, I'm just giving you money which you don't really have a right to yet, and if you're giving a better price on the arrangement. Right? The Bris Yehuda, by the way, learns up in this. The Shulchan Aruch says it's only mutter if he, even if it's from morning to evening, it's aser. It's only maslum malachim miyat. That Gemara says if you maslum malach, it's mutter. It's not enough later in the day. That's when I give it to you and you start right working right away. Okay. Rav Shagarma b'sayf ayayim or the sef kama yamim. Ve'hilu skir shana? Skir shana b'shtem asal b'sayf? Ve'zeh hikdim le'kenei shayoz le'b'sayf b'skarma? So that's this case. I'm doing the skiris to get a discount. I'm giving you paying up front on the skiris. I don't owe you till the end. And I'm doing it in order to get a discount on the right. I'm giving you the money early before I owe you get a discount, which is this dinner marble is gone. It's mutter. Why? Aimers in the shum ribbis klal. Shum ribbis ainu el eskar hamtanas koyv. Abaskar hakdom is priyas hakoyv mutter li stalker. Okay. Then he brings by the next sip tezayin is by spirit bias, and again he says the same. You saw it. He says that there's no iser of being marked in priyas achoyim, and I'm allowed to get benefits being marked in priyas achoyim. Okay. So how do the shulchan aruch run? So let's assume for a moment that Rabbi Chanan's two options exist, right? So I would like to learn the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He's saying like this: we got it all wrong. The Gemara says involvement that Skiris is a Mechira. It's a Mice. I'm being kind of the king of payers for these Shtamshus, and that's immediate. So why don't I have to pay right away? That's our Gemara. Skiris Shana Mashana. Right? Even though I'm kind of immediately, this Mani Piroyan is not till later on. Okay. There's not a problem. It's when I finish the work. But at Echanami, I'm cutting right away. So I have a strange situation where I have the kinyan immediately, but the zman piroin of the choyv is not till later on.
Is it saying Rabbi in the Rechonin thing?
No, I'm not sure Rechonin. Okay. I'm saying the Rechonin gave us 2 options on how to look at steers. Right. So I'm suggesting the Rechonin Rabbi is learning that all steers is a kinyan up front.
Right. Not like a Rechonin. No chayvus yet, though.
But the zman. The Zman Piroid HaKoyim is when you finish. Okay. Zakhtar, so what I'm doing is I'm being marked in. What? It's an arbitrary thing, right? No, right? Still Shana Mashana. Right?
Oh, it didn't mean that there really is. There should be a Schaivis right away. But
I bought the Chaivis, I owe the money.
Push the Schaivis to the end. That's why you doubt the puzzle.
There's a ghost. Okay? So now, Zakhtar Gemara. Okay. So what's happening? I'm paying my Chaiv early. That's fine. I have a problem. You're paying the chayv early. Are you getting a discount? Because it's a date. So if you look at the lashon of the Rebbeinu Yonah, you have the Rebbeinu Yonah before, right?
The Kovas Aris Kovas.
What?
Kovas Aris Kovas.
No, I had it before. Rabbi Yehuda says a fascinating lashon. But he says the Hezbollah, which Rabbi Chanan quotes Rabbi Yehuda to fit into his shtickle, and I'm going to quote Rabbi Yehuda not to fit into his shtickle. And Rabbi Chanan should be my homie. No. So he says, the most makdim alav halvah ninu el agre who the makdim. I'm giving you a scar. Shemay asher who niskaloi lasazim of a kibagaren. That's immediately that you're nister to me. That I got you now. I'm buying it, and it's still sitting by you. You're not going to deliver it until 2 months from now. But when I pay you, I'm not sure. What's that? You didn't deliver the chayvitz yet. So I don't really like it, right? So I want to get, I'm paying. So we said, wait up, you know what, we delivered the chayfets, I expect you to pay, give me, I bought it now, deliver the chayfets 2 months from now, and the price will be 12. He says, you know, would you, if I give you 10 now, would you accept it? Yeah, I'll do that. So the Rebbe, is there any harm in that also? What do not know the most until the Gabe? What mean the most? How about you know? Kiyor v'leir sechevitz b'zol ha'vah agonot v'leir. I'll give him the action, marker v'leir sechevitz, mecher gomru. I'll give him the skimus kimori. Now, okay, so there's not the Rebbe Yorna. The sushtel is, and nobody's arguing the case. I bought the item and I said, listen, you're supposed to deliver 2 months from now and I'll pay you 12. He says, but if I pay you now 10, if I pay you early, can I get only give you 10? It's a good date. It's not a havor. I'm paying you for the chayvitz. So zot who did by the case of skiris. It's not a havor. I'm paying you for your work. Zot the Ramban. Even like now, stop. So he's saying that about the chiyuv is now. Because the case of Mechiras Chayfetz, we're not saying that, I mean, he's challenging to the case of Mechiras Chayfetz. Over there, because I bought it. Stop, right? And he's comparing it to and saying the same way over there, there's no harm in me that's called a Havoah, I'm paying you for the Chayfetz. Well, what are we talking about? Did you kill the Chayfetz or not? You have to put the king of the chayfetz. If you do the king of the chayfetz, I guess I'll. Right? I did a king of suitor, he's talking about. If I didn't do a king of suitor, why talk as a mutter? I did nothing with you, and zero, I got was kind of nothing. I said, listen, you know, I want to buy a chayfetz from you 2 months from now. If I give you money now, you give me a discount on the chayfetz in the future. Of course it's all, sir. Right? So the case of he did a king of now. Right? So that's the same thing. He's comparing skiers to that. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. And that's what you see from the Sugya of Skiris. So therefore, now, let's... But Viroi is a fascinating thing. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that Ois Chavez... The Ramon in Sif Yudal. The Ramon in Sif Yudal has a case where... I'm quite the team, right? Chomash Yayim, which is Shabbat, it's the dinner, and I want to sell to you for Shtayim, paying the Kayats. Right? Zot Ramah, so we're Mechalkiv, who has the Krayas, etc. Kosher Kata Kitzvah, the Mech Chavish and Marker. Abli Marker, but Loy Kitzvah, Kosher Marker, Shabbat Chavius. Barbali Tashamli Kol Chavis, Commercial Ashab, Asia Tikaf Kol Chavis, Shori. Abagav the Ashab Enu Shabba Kolka. So, the parallel case has to, he's saying that even though the Achrayas is on the okay, which means it's a Kenyan Gomer. And right now it's worth a dinner, and later on it's going to be worth a dinner and a half. You're going to pay me a dinner and a half, and you'll pay me each Chavis as you take it. So, tomorrow it's mutter. Why is that mutter? He says, "The men who the men are yayin achshav beisa butzer, ella achakach leachashen isyaker. If you call mutter and limka beisa butzer, I'm not a shamless man. Pointing bad kol chavis to be a sharshi even chavis yayin beishi to kol chavis mishuz amarker. He holds chal alav a chayv l'shalim, but loy beishakonim imenu. Veikan rebbe kaptanus koy." So Shulchan Aruch says a major, he just had a major mouthful. He says, I don't owe you the money till you deliver it. Even though I'm cutting it now, I don't owe you the money till I deliver it. The truth is, that is the Ben Yonah's riot. Ben Yonah said, listen, I'm not getting the item from you until 2 months from now. And the chayiv is going to cost Dan Yud Beis. But when I give you the lower price, it's mutter because I'm paying for what I bought. Now, if that's, he's bringing that the suit of the din of skiris, it's not fair. If I take my mech on the month, I owe you the money immediately. So of course it's mutter. Right? The problem is on the ground. Why is the later price mutter? That's marble and mech. Right? But by skiris, you don't owe yet. You don't owe until the end. So, Shteitach and Rabbeinu Yonah, this the sort of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that in a case where when I did it now, we proved the Yonah's case, I did a Kenyan now. But I'm not going to pay you for the item until you deliver the item. Therefore, that the real price is later on there. But, Rabbeinu Yonah, but you don't, but even though that's true, that this man Piroi Nachoyev is only when you deliver it. When I paid early, it's not called I'm giving you a halvo, it's called paying for the item.
So is there ever agar nafter going to Ben Yom?
So we walked away with a major from this thought process. We walked away with a major yisod in Mithira. That this man Piroi of the item, even though I did the king early, is not till later on when you deliver it. Now, it's my first time I heard this. What, you know, blew my mind. And I said, okay, why not? You know, just because I always assume not like that. You know, and by Mechira, I bought it. It's mine. I owe the money. No. The Yisrael we're saying right now is Mechira. I bought it. It's mine. It's Taka mine. I have all Lachraisim on it. That's what the Rebbe Ramos case was. But paying is not for Kenyan. Paying is for having the item. I didn't get the item yet.
All right, talk about Leo. You never got delivery.
No, you have the chayv is due.
So
Jacob asked me this question, and we didn't have a clear way to say it, right? Because I can't back out. I mean, so same thing. You know, I refuse to bank. I didn't get it. So you can back out. I mean, about it, there's going to be. We have to figure out how to say it. I'm not trying to say it.
We said something in the end.
We said we did. Well, what?
I still have to come back as a builder. No.
So I think the Hagdori is about the Chiyuv Mammon is immediate.
We said that if the item is destroyed or whatever, it goes the it's Chal immediately at that point. That's how we put it.
They're going to have to say. I'm saying Avada the Chiyuv. So now let's.
It's a Taina that you can't. Why should I pay you until?
We're comparing all these cases.
How do we get to that?
Stairs
allows us to
stairs and how do you
take that from
stairs? Yeah, because the Reno Yarno. How did he do that?
Yeah.
Where did he get this idea from?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's clear
what he's saying. He's comparing the two. He's saying so now, and that's the Ramban also. So we're saying we have three or four scenarios where we have an interest in Hekadimsa. Avada, there's a Chiyuv Mammon on the Chayiv immediately. This Mani Piroi is not till 6 months from now. I have a Chiyuv Mammon. I owe you for the chayiv that I bought, but I'm not mechayiv that this Mani Piroi is when it's delivered. Okay, I have the skiris. It's called the kinyan immediately, and there's a chiyuv mammon immediately. This mani piroi is when it's libesoif. The all three are functioning the same way.
I get it, but how do you go from the skiris to piroi? And the other thing is, the Ramban sushtels is the halva, which as well shouldn't be sushtel to. Because halva, there's no product that you get. They make a kinyan. The whole thing is the piroi. That is halva. You have money now, you pay me later. How can you?
Again, so the Ramban is proving. The Ramban is proving that a case where the chayv is here, but this money point is not till later on, the Mishnah is saying it's mutter to give it a lower price. That's what Schiris is.
Okay.
So the Ramban, once that's true, and we say what I'm paying you, the reason why it's mutter is because I'm not paying you a halvor, I'm paying you for the chayv which exists. So over here also, when I have a chayv, the getter of the chayv teches manu is that there's a chayv with a zmani piroi later on.
I'm just saying, by schiris, you buy the schiris now, the piroyan, the schiris goes until later. Mechira, the right that's your You buy the chafetz now, the piroyan is not until you receive the chafetz. Halva, you take out money with this monetary layer. What do you get now that makes it comparable to schiris and kinyan?
Why is it different? Stop. All three cases, we're saying, the reason why is it mutter? Because even though the Zman Purim is not floating around, the Chayv Mammon is now.
Right.
The Chayv Mammon exists, but the Zman Purim is not floating around. That's why it's Mutter. Because it wouldn't be Mutter, if that wouldn't be true, it would be also because we would be Halvot.
What do you mean, Kaina now?
Stop. I'm a step before being Kaina. And before the Lekeach being Kaina, the material start Kaina. What exists? So the Ramban, you see the way Chazal touched it up. We say that our Havmina was that an item before the Zmanic Piroyan, the Yesh Rambam said you need to be, it was a Gizmanic Piroyan. Gizmanic Piroyan, he's masking, you could sell it. Right? Why? Because right, so we're not arguing you can't sell a chay. And that, and if you want to sell a before it's mutter. Our problem was the Turk Zmanic, you can't sell. So okay, good. So I have, I already see from way Chazal look at something Turk Zmanic. That it's the chayv exists totally, because otherwise, why is the mutter to do this? So okay, so Dr. Rabban, so who is it over here? I have a right to do this. It exists now. Of course, I can sell it. I've proven that because I'll look at it. This is a full-fledged chayv. It's not a half-baked potential chayv. That's why when I pay it, it's called a pay for the chayv. And it's not a problem of being marked the most. So who did I can sell it? And if I can sell it, I can sell Papakos. Okay. So the okay, so in other words, we're saying that once, you know, okay, oh, where is there's a custom? But let's say Moshe Chaim is screaming to me, sad. How the Ben Oyada come along and say by the case of the case? So her, I'm telling around. I think once you your mouths with this, again, I don't know how the Ben Oyada knew it, but once he said that that's the getter of the Svara, I think that would be the getter of the Svara here also. So what's talking along this? Why is that true? They're saying because the Yesod of Tashlumen is not for the Yesod of Tashlumen is for as a chalipin for the item. Because I don't have the item, I can't, I'm not this guy with Tashlumen. So yes, I did a kinyan. So I'm mishtabit to the moment, and it has the same chayv. But I don't actually owe you the money till I receive the item, because the tashlumen is not for the kinyan. The tashlumen is for the item. That's what Ben Yehuda said. That's why you assume that that's the real money piroyan for, and that's why we can recover along and we be mad there. To charge you later for a higher price. I think he's saying it's more than this. I think he's saying, because how do you know? You could never get it up to now, but I think he's saying more. That the Sushtel is, in all these cases, he's saying in Savora that I was Makai myself at Tashlumen because I got in exchange for getting an item. Kolman got the item, I really wasn't Makai myself. Yes, the kingdom is Makai me to go through with this.
Okay. So it's just explaining like why that tonight is zero, you quote more than tonight, whatever.
But same, but I think
it's not that much more than tonight. I just mean to say it's not so much more than tonight. Because everything else is in place. Right?
I think it is more than a tonight, you know, because I think that's what we're seeing. The getter of some of the means the Torah tightened up that the bats in the chayv moment. It's there's a potential chayv, and then there's a full chayv. But that we're learning out that potential chayv is enough shame chayv that it's called piroyan chayv when you pay it, and it's saleable, etc. But we're not denying that the Iker Zman is still in the Basoif, not the beginning. That's what we see from the Sukkot. Is there opposite to that? I think the Lomb. Yeah. So, and I think that Rabbi Yonah, when he came along and said to me, Svora, and that had to him, so the Shekharam is saying, you don't quote Rabbi Yonah, but he's saying to me, Svora, that's when they came along and said, what does it mean? Why do I want to give you money? You didn't give me anything, why don't I give you money? That's a Svora that goes up. I mean, I never thought of it that way till I got here. I was like, yeah, I'm trying to owe you money. But they're coming along and saying, no. Why is it the Shulman tolling in the Kenyan? Because the Shulman is tolling and getting the Kavans. So, therefore, is that the Ramah? I can charge it a higher price. It's not a higher price, that's the real price. If I don't deliver it, even though I did a Kenyan sooner. But I don't owe you the money for the Kavans till then. And that's the price. When I deliver it, that's the price. That's what I owe you for. I owe you for a Kavans of Yain, which is worth a dinner and a half. Like, whoa, it just blew my mind. But if this is true, it has tremendous, the applying it to modern, things which you order now and deliver later on,
You never have ribbons, I'm saying.
It impacts significantly a lot of cases.
So you're saying the Shulchan
Aruch... Exactly the way it is now.
What?
Now there's no chiv to Shulchan to deliver.
Right.
It's now. Right. Very good, so to speak.
Getting back to, I told you that one of the Quranim wants, the Chakos Yaakov brings, that somebody wants to say that nowadays we've created Mecher that it functions like Skiris. Saying it's the case of the Gemara was a Mecher which was delivered immediately. That's talking like, not like Skiris. The case of Mecher was not delivered later on. So now, Betzim, I'm moving into the world of Sika. Right? This is a case where I gave you, but it's not psika because I'm not paying it later on. It's not psika. It's everything. I mean, the only thing that's happening now is the kinyan. The moment is later on, and the kavod is later on. The kinyan is now. So what is that status? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is telling me the status of that is that that's not a problem. Now I can't make a set price for the future because he's only about to set up to say whatever it'll cost then, because that's fair. But it's enough of a shame chayiv now that if I say, okay, pay me two in the future, that'd be awesome. So I don't know how to say it in English. It's not fully worked out because I don't know how to say it in English. What do you call that? Why if I say pay me whatever the cost is worth in the future, that's fine when you deliver it. But say pay me now. I make them now. You pay me two in the future. The Rambam didn't say the case. They only said the case is awesome.
So back to the newspaper case. I'm saying this for Enfer is the newspaper. I'm saying you charged $12.
Yeah, but it depends if you pay up front or not.
And I'm saying in this where you wouldn't pay up front, obviously.
You wouldn't pay if you'd pay.
It's a big chiddush lalach. I'm saying if the Modia
charged.
So it's even worse. That's what I'm saying. But if you learn like this. No, all the cases are Dar Shabbat.
No, but
okay, so that's a prat in the.
No, I'm saying, but if you pay at the end, it's not a problem.
Right.
If you pay in the front, it's a problem.
Right. No. Well, I'm saying even according to.
Right.
I'm saying even according to you now, if this Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Ramban and the Ben Yonah, you'd also be okay.
No, it depends. If you
without the prat of Dar Shabbat, I'm saying.
No, I'm saying
if all 12 newspapers are ready and they're finished and they're sitting in the publisher's house. And I'm going to pay $10. What? Boring news. All right.
No,
they're all. So I'm paying $10 up front right now for that.
That would be fine. But the problem is that it only works in the case of Yeshloi.
Right.
The heft over here is I'm kind of now, and therefore when I pay now, I'm paying for what I bought. If I have no Kenyan now, so I'm paying a halva. But in any case where I order something from somebody, it takes time to deliver it. And we say, well, if you give me cash now, it'll be cheaper, and if you pay on delivery, it'll be more. That's mutter. Now, it's if it doesn't exist, that's not mutter, because then that's the role of psika.
That's
the psika in the case of Einloi. You know, this is the case of Yeshloi. So, we have a hezbollah that did a marbel on the star, which is not like a bachonim, right? And then if you're willing. It was interesting. I was looking at the Dirish Sefer. He assumes in the Ben Yonah, he assumes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav that he doesn't make the skillet. In all cases, it's only paying for each damshus. Not like I'm saying. And I don't know why he assumes that. I would assume that the Adrav, like the correct way to say it, from this Ramban and from the Sutta of the Rainier, which only makes sense this way also, and from the Gemara of its Mimker and from the Gemara of King Peiris, why do you pay at the end? Skir Shana B'Shana. I think that's, you know, in the Besad Mahal Chalasuga, that the thing makes sense. It comes out fascinating.
Yeah,
I mean, the source of Rainier, you know, you could be some B'Shana, but argue the Rainier, the Shulchan Aruch Rab, but it's saying that is Pshat in this Ramah. Why it's mutter?
Which Ramah is this?
The Sif Yudalad.
In Kufayin Gimel.
Kufayin Gimel.
Where is the Ramah coming from?
The Ramah quotes, he just quotes a ghost Mordechai, Shem Rav Hai. Now, the Rav Hai learns up, this is Trashat Rav Nachman.
That's how he learns.
That's what Rav Hai learns. This is
this is Rav Nachman.
This is what Rav Nachman is referring to. What?
Wow.
So it's fascinating. The whole thing was like, wow. It's just like, you know, like you realize, like, you know, like you've been on Mars like your whole life. I'm assuming that, you know, the key is saying no, that's not true. Now the Nezer says the same shot in the Ramah also. In the Bish Yehuda, I see a few places. I can't find. I looked for it again. And I couldn't find it now. Like a few places. Like
you see this here.
No, I found the Sefer. I couldn't find it. Where in the Sefer?
Oh, in the Sefer that he does this.
He, a few times in the footnotes, he says, like, yeah, because you don't have to pay, so it's a little bit of item. And like, okay, like, where's he coming from? Can he, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. He didn't say where Shulchan Aruch Rav is. Like, so partial by him, I don't know what Sif it is. It's in Sif Chav Beis.
And okay. He's valid.